We're up to Siman Nun, and we shall be learning Nun, which has got one Seif, Mitzvah Hashem, as well as Nun Aleph, first few Seifim, which is going to be leading into the discussion of Psukei de Zimra. If you have the loch of Psukei de Zimra, you got interrupting in the middle of Psukei de Zimra. We'll be talking about saying Amen after Baruch Sha'ama, as well as other points as well. We'll be talking a little bit about the history of the actual Tefillah Baruch Sha'ama, the 87 words, and other details as well. Let us see. Siman Nun, Siv Tam, Loma, Oimre, Mishnas, Ezu Mekoimon. The reason why we say the Mishnah of Ezu Mekoimon. Siv Aleph. Kavu, the Chachomim established. Lishnois, to learn. Achar Parshas Tomid, after the Parsha of, after Parshas Tomid, after saying the Tomid, that we say Perik Ezum Mekoimon, we say afterwards, they were Kovar, they established, that one says afterwards Ezum Mekoimon, Uvreise de Rabbi Shmuel, and the Breise of Rabbi Shmuel. Why so? Why do we say that? Kedei, in order sheyizke kol odom, every person should merit lilmoy, to learn b'chol yoim, every day a yid should learn mikra psukim teresh b'ksav mishnah mishnayis ugmorim gemorim uvreisa de Rabbi Shmuel hav bimkoim gemorim. The breis of Rabbi Shmuel is considered is like gemorim. Shamedrash k'gmor, because medrash is equal to gemara. Consequently, we have psukim, we have mishnayos, and then we say the brayos of Rabbi Shmuel, which are on the same level than gemara. So psukim, mishnayos, and then the equivalent of a gemara. And the point, of course, is that every yid should understand that he has got access to any part of the Torah. Don't say I'm a Torah, I'm a poshta yid. I can only learn Mishnayos, I can't learn Gemara. It's wrong. Every Yid has got access to Torah Shebiksav, Torah Shebaal Peh. Every Yid can learn Gemara, can learn Mishnayos. Every Yid is, don't say I'm just a Gemara Yid. For me, learning Psukim, learning Chumash, that's not quite for me. It's the wrong approach. Every Yid has access to any, all the parts of the Torah. That's why we learn Chumash, we learn Mikra, we learn Psukim, we learn Mishnayos, and we learn Gemara. What about Beis HaOvel? Ever been asked that question? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Kotna Aleph, Kovul Ishnois, Yesh Mekoimo is the Minigis, She'ein Oimrim Ezu Mekoimo Beveis Ha'oval. Some places have the Minig of not saying Ezu Mekoimo when there's a minion in the Oval House. The Minig is not to say, in some places, Ezu Mekoimo, Mipnei because She'osu B'Talmud Teire. And Ovel, we all know, Zon Shvisten is not allowed to learn Teire. Therefore, it would be wrong to learn Ezu Mekoimon. Ezu Mekoimon, we say, just purely, specifically to learn Torah. And a base of oval and oval is not allowed to learn Torah. So that's why in a minute, some places, not to say Ezu Mekoimon in a base of oval. Ve'ein Zei Nochem says the Mishavot, this is wrong. Sha'akoilu Seder Hayoim, Ein Boi Mishum Talmud Torah La'oval, K'mo Yishinifsik Tov Kuf Nun Dalet Zeev Dalet. Says the Mishavot, although the Svorah is to some extent right. It is correct, really, that an oval is not allowed to learn Torah. However, the rule is that everything which is part of the established tefillah is not really learning anymore. It's part of the Seder tefillah. It's part of the Seder Yom, and therefore we don't omit it in the Oval House either. Therefore, it's becoming to be said in the Oval House as well, according to the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah. Yeah, does that make sense? Yeah, I mean, you could. Why is that? I hear that. Yeah, it's a good point. That either one of Shach, if it's learning Torah, then it should be learning based on Oval. And if it's not learning Torah, why do we do it? Right. I really hear that. What do you want to say?
Not necessarily saying it to be done. We're saying it to show that
I hear. So, well, basically, I hear what you're saying. The point is that it is really a Torah, but it's been embedded in the Tefillah. It is Torah. Yes, it is Torah. But it's embedded in the Tefillah. It's part of the Seder Hayom. So in a Beis Ovel, you don't have to omit it. You don't have to take away because it's part of Seder Tefillah. But I hear your point. I hear your point. Yeah. You're right. The Mishnah Berurah earlier does say in Siman Aleph, that's what's pointed out on the side of here, that he's not going to say the Korbanos. You are right. On the side of here, the Dirshah, he asked your question, and he says that how can Oval, it says in Siman Aleph that an Oval doesn't say Pash the Korbanos, but over here he does say Zuma Koimon. So how does that make sense? So he answers the name of Chaim Kanievsky. Yesh chilek ben amiras pashas atomet uvashas ezim bekoimon. Shehen miseder atfila leven amiras shah pashas akobonis. He says it's more embedded, what the answer of the Reb Chaim Kanievsky seems to be, it's more embedded in the tefillah. It's more much part of seder atfila, and therefore more so than, that's what Reb Chaim Kanievsky says. I hear the orim. This is more part of the tefillah. It's embedded in the nuschat tefillah. Simenon Aleph. Dinei tefillah min boch sha'amra dishtabach. We're now going to into the discussion halachas of Baruch Sha'amar. Says the Mishnah Berurah as an introduction, and the Mishnah Berurah says the following: Baruch Sha'amar, Shavach Ze, the actual tefillah of Baruch Sha'amar. Shavach Ze Tiknu Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. The tefillah of Baruch Sha'amar was established by the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. Al de piska, it was a note, the nofal which fell min Shmai from heaven. Umatzohu, and they found Kosuboy, that was written in it, the tefillah of Baruch Sha'amar. V'yeish boy, and there is in it, Pei Zayin, 87 Tevois. Letters. V'simonoi, and the simon is roishoi kesem poz. Poz, of course, meaning gold. Roitzelem roish hatfila, the beginning of the tefillah. Hu brocha is a brocha shel pei zayin tevois. Is a brocha which has 87 letters. Al kain, therefore, eli groya, you must not take away. Veloy lehoisi, if I don't add, al pei zayin tevois on the 87 letters. V'nochen lo'omroi me'umet, it is proper to say it standing. Even if you are on your own without a tzibur, v'oicheis shtei tzitzis shalefonov, you hold the two tzitzis in the front. You hold them. B'shas whilst amiras Baruch Sha'amar, whilst you are reciting Baruch Sha'amar, v'le'ach agmar Baruch Sha'amar, and when you are complete, when you finish saying Baruch Sha'amar, yinashkem, you should kiss them. Befe amoy, you should say befe amoy b'segol, not befei. Amoy, but befe amoy, besegol, betish bochois, bechig, you say betish bochois. And I think what he means is not with a shvor, not be, yeah, bechig, betish bochois, that's the way one should say it. And I think that many of the modern Sidurim have got this accurately. So what the Mishnah Berurah is quoting is a Gemara, I believe it's a Gemara, I think it's from an early, I don't remember where it's maybe not a Gemara. I don't remember what the Makar of the Mishnah Berurah is. What was the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah? They found there was a piska, the Nofal Min Shamaya. There was a note falling from heaven. Imagine that. And that note, which was floating and fell on the ground, they picked, Anshei Knesset HaGedolah picked it up. And they saw the text, the Nusach of Baruch Sha'amar on it. And they noticed that this is a very, very special tefillah. Can you imagine something falling from the sky? You know, unbelievable. From heavens, and they picked it, and said Baruch Sha'amar on it. And they realized, they established, they put it part of the Nusach HaTfilah from that day. It's established part of the Tfilah. Now, Mishnah Berurah adds that interestingly, the remez to it is because it's got 87 letters, and the Pasuk says, Kesem, Roshay Kesem Paz, Roshay its beginning, Kesem, Paz has gold. It contains gold, Paz. And Paz is 87, Gematria of Paz is 87, referring to this Tfilah of Baruch Sha'amar. It should be, yeah, that's the introduction to Baruch Sha'amar. Now, Baruch Sha'amar is the beginning of Psukei Dezimra, and halachas within Psukei Dezimra is as follows. Im Tzeif Beis, im Siyem Boruch Shama, if you complete and you finish saying Boruch Shama, Koidem before Shesiyem HaChazen, if you manage to say Patish Bochas, you finish saying Boruch Shama before the Chazen, Oine Achav Omen, you should say after hearing the Chazen, you should say after hearing the Chazen saying Patish Bochas, you should say Omen after the Tefillah of the Chazen. So in other words, you should, the Chazen says Boruch Shama and you say Boruch Shama. If he finishes after you, say Amen to his bracha. What happens if you finish the same time than him?
You still say Amen.
Oh, so it sounds like from here you don't.
But I would have thought that if you...
I hear what you're saying, but it sounds like from here...
Maybe the Chofetz Chaim explains it differently. So I would have thought if you're saying it the same time as him, it's still muttered and light to say Amen.
Right, Mishnah Berurah says if cotton base of Alim lo yisiyim lo yane Amen, that you shouldn't say Amen. If you should not say Amen. Only once you're finished and the Chazan hasn't finished, only in that case you should say Amen after the Chazan. Otherwise, you don't say Amen.
Why would it be Mafsik anyway?
It wouldn't become Amen is not Hefsik. Yes, correct. But here's as you're finished Boruch Shama, he hasn't, so you can reply to Amen. No, you finished saying Baruch Shama. All you finished was, you just finished Baruch Shama. Yeah.
Anywhere where two people say
Baruch
at the same time, they don't say
Amen to each other. If they're finishing the same second. Correct. In fact, actually, I just point out Sif Kotten Gimel, which points out your very point, Achazen, aval im siyem im achazen bevas achaz, if you finish the same time than the chazen, simultaneously, lo yane omen, do not say omen. The nira, because it appears, ko'oi ne omen, you say omen, acha bi'a koisov. You can't say omen to your own brocha. It's ridiculous. You can't say omen to your own brocha. But an omen is a confirmation. You confirm the brocha that was, you confirm and you strengthen the brocha that was said. You can't say that on your own brocha. Therefore, if you at any point, at any time, if you say omen, if you say brocha simultaneously to somebody else, you can't say omen to that brocha. It's a different type of omen. It's a different type of a good point. It's a different type of omen. It's not an omen as a normal, it's not a brocha type of omen. There is a few exceptions, right. The Uvnei Yerushalayim HaKodesh is not really a brocha. So it's a different type of omen. Yeah, no, but it's a different, it's sectioning off the benching. It's one of those exceptions. Yeah, okay, continues the Shulchan Aruch. Continues the Shulchan Aruch in Tziv Gimel. Achar Yishtabach Afti Yishtabach Yochalanus Omein Achar Birkas Atzmoy. So one exception, as you're mentioning, one of the exceptions is Yishtabach. That by Yishtabach you would be able to say Omein after your own brocha as well. Right. Siv Dalet. Tzorich Lezoyer Melehafsik. One should be careful not to interrupt. Tzorich Lezoyer Melehafsik. Bedibur Mashiachil Boruch Shama Atzoyf Shmon Esse. Right, this is the halacha of not being mafsik, not interrupting. Once you have started Boruch Shama, you may not interrupt, you may not stop, you may not speak anything besides the davening. So prior to Boruch Shama, you're allowed to talk. After Boruch Shama, you may not. Tzorich lizon should be careful melehafsik from interrupt. Bedibur Mashiachil Boruch Shama at Shmon Esse until after Shmon Esse. So really, the way it works is as follows. Boruch Shama you have to look at it as, in the following way. You've got Psukei Dezimra. Prior to Psukei Dezimra, there is a Brocha. After Psukei Dezimra, there is Yishtabach. So you've got Boruch Shama, Psukei Dezimra, Yishtabach. You can't interrupt from the first Brocha from Boruch Shama until Yishtabach, you may not talk. Now, after Yishtabach, immediately afterwards, of course, what comes afterwards? Right, correct, and after Kaddish, that's right, is the brochas of Kiyashma, the brochas prior to Kiyashma. From that point, for another reason really, you can't talk anymore, because it comes the brochas of Shema, all the way till Shema, and then the brochas after Shema. And then comes Shmoneh Esrei, you have to be Soymer, Geula, Letfila. So, for different reasons, indirectly, you cannot talk from Boruch Shema until after Shmoneh Esrei. So from Boch Shama until Ishtabach, because you have to connect between Pesukim and Zimra. Now, just for another reason, you can't talk now anymore. You can't talk now because now you're starting to put Birkas Shema. Birkas Shema, Shema, you can't talk. Shema, after Shema comes the Bochas, after Shema, you can't talk now because of that reason. Until it comes to Shemona Esa, so you have to be so much cooler to fill it, Shemona Esa, and only then you'll be able to talk. Yeah. Indeed, you really shouldn't. Correct. It's correct. It's correct. Yeah, right. Yeah.
You say even before
the first cat, from what point are you talking about? Afterwards or?
Before
Bach Shama. You're right. It's not, it's good, it's very good not to talk. But you can't say it also. You're right. You shouldn't. You definitely shouldn't. Keep it up. You really shouldn't. but it's, you can't say it also. Yeah. Between Ishtabach and Bochu, why is it that you can't talk between Ishtabach and Bochu? Yeah, why is it? Why is it that you can't talk between Ishtabach and Bochu?
The Ramah seems to suggest maybe there might be Rishbi Dini in that next Ramah.
Yeah. Vafilu tzech mitzah en ledaber en Boch shoma leishtabach. Well, he's talking about any time Pesukei Dezimra.
But he's kind of qualified what the Shulchan Aruch said by.
Right. You're saying,
instead of Baruch Shema through to Shemona Esrei, he says for Sarek Mitzvah, he says only from Baruch Shema to Ishbah. It sounds like maybe after Ishbah, before Baruch,
right.
maybe there is.
Okay, let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says. Yeah, let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. If Cotton Vav, Lizoya, the Baruch Shema have a Bracha Lifnei Pesukei Dezimra. The way we have to look at it, that's a really important insight. We have to look at this Baruch Shema have a Bracha Lifnei Pesukei Dezimra. You have the Pesukei Dezimra. You have a bracha prior to Pesukei Dezimra, which is Baruch Shama. Ve'ishtabach have a bracha l'acher. Ishtabach is the bracha afterwards. Uvein ishtabach liyotza le'osso lehafsik. And between ishtabach and yotza, you're not allowed to be mafsik. K'dele kamon tzimen nun dalet, as discussed in tzimen nun dalet. Umi yotza v'alav b'yekash k'yashma. And from yotza onward, it's brachas k'yashma. Now, interesting minik that the Mekoy Baruch says. I don't exactly know what this minik is. If you've ever heard of that kind of minik, please share with us. He says the following, Kosa b'tshuvas m'koy boch. I don't even know what this m'koy boch is. Kosa b'tshuvas m'koy boch, simin aleph. Sh'roi levatel ha-minik. And one should cancel the minik. Shektas noyagin. That some people have a minik. Lehafsik, to interrupt. Kidei lehoviyah choson lebeis ha-kneses. There was a minik to bring a choson to shul. Bein boch sh'oma le-yoytze. I don't know why the choson came so late, but he used to come after boch sh'oma. And between you, it would come mid of Pesukei Dezimra, and people used to come then and used to interrupt. I don't know exactly what interruption is, but it's when koyach minik zayof lelech achav. It's not a good minik to follow. It's not a good minik. Although the Mishnah Berurah very often he appreciates minhagim and he validates them. Here in this particular case, says the Mekoy Baruch says it's not a good minik. Chazan coming in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra and people are mafsik. I don't know what this hefsek was. I don't know if they sang. I don't know if they talked. I don't know what they did. Maybe, I don't know what the hefsek is exactly. But either way, he says to interrupt in honor of a chasm coming to shul, that's not right. That's not right. Don't exactly know what kind of minute this was. Can you think of, don't know what it was. Can you think of anything? To bring the chos, but they don't come late. They don't come late. Yeah, they're not, yeah. He specifically, it sounds like part of the meaning was to dafka come late, sounds like. Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah. Now, is there any difference? Have you ever heard of people interrupting in Lashon HaKodesh? They say something in Hebrew or something. Does that make it any better? Instead of talking in English, you say something in Lashon HaKodesh. Does that make things better? Does that make it? Why would it? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Zayin. Melafsim. Mikol mokim shalse. Bechol mokim shalse lafsim. Any place that you're not allowed to interrupt. Afilu beloshen hakodesh. Even in loshen hakodesh. Also ledaber. Doesn't make a difference if it's in loshen hakodesh, in English, Spanish. Makes no difference. V'kshetzorich lehafsik. And when you need to be interrupting. Bipnei is onus for some onus reason. Oybechi agavna de zifei. As some examples in Sifhei will learn. Tzorich lo yedekodim shedaber elu apsukim. Baruch Hashem, Le'olam, Omen, Ve'omen, Ad Ve'vorech Tovet, V'kshichoze La'aschel, ממוקם שפוסק יהיה גם כן אלו פסוקים, וכמו ברוך שלפני ואחריהם. Says the Mishnah Berurah. It could be that there is an emergency situation that you actually must talk. It can be. So if an emergency situation, in the middle of Pesukim, Zimmer, you must talk. What are you going to do then? You must talk. What are you going to do then? So the Mishnah Berurah says, if you really have to talk in the middle of Pesukim, Zimmer, what you should do is, don't talk Lashon HaKodesh, but what you should do is, וכשצריך להפסיק מפני איזה אונס, when you must interrupt for an honest purpose, then, צריך לא עם הקודם שדבר אלו פסוקים, you should say before you talk, say the following פסוקים, ברוך השם לעולם אומן ואומן, etc. עד, ויבורך טוב, say ויבורך טוב איתו, וכשחוי זה להסחל, ממוק משפוסק, יוי מגם כן אלו פסוקים. And afterwards, when you continue again, you should carry on from those פסוקים, דבר כמו ברוך שלפניהם ולאחריהם. It's as if you basically said a ברוך before and a ברוך after, you can then interrupt, you can then speak, and then move on from there. So if must be talked, that's the way to do it.
The whole of Vayevorech Tov, or just those two words?
I wasn't sure myself. I'm not sure. What do you think? How does it sound like?
It sounds like just Vayevorech Tov, because the fact it's got a chudu before.
Yeah, I don't know. I heard once, but I don't know if that's true. I heard once he means the entire Vayevorech Tov, but I don't know. You're right, the duke is a good duke. Rabbi said, what do you think? Do you need to say the entire Vayevorech Tov, or just the word Vayevorech Tov? Right, but is it just Vayevorech Tov, and then you get to,
isn't there a
probably, yeah, you're right. It probably does mean that.
Then you've got to feel that stuff before you interrupt.
Then it probably not kind of, it's an oines. Well, you can say it quickly, I suppose, I hear. Yeah. What about, are you entitled to say Baruch Hu V'Och Shemoy Milo Pesukei Dezimra? Says in the Mishnah Berurah in Sefkot Ches. ואפילו ברוך הוא ואורך שמוי עושו לא עם הקימן שלא יוסקו בגמורה. ברוך הוא ואורך שמוי שאין לו ביסד, אם לא פסוק דזימה. אבל אומן, בת אומן מוטל אנויס על כל ברוך ששומע. בת אומן, you may say. אפילו באמצע פוסוק של פסוק דזימה. אומן is on a much higher level than ברוך הוא ואורך שמוי. Omen is dina de gemora. Baruch hu v'och shemoy is not mentioned in the gemora. Therefore, if in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra you hear brocha, you will say omen, you will not say baruch hu v'och shemoy. Imu b'mokim de solik in yona, if it's in the middle of in between paragraphs, in the middle of two different paragraphs. V'chein kol broch birkas hoido muta levorech, k'moy asher yotza l'achas yastrochav k'yotze b'zeh, v'chein lanu es monim d'rabonon, v'chein lanu es ki ha'shmayim ha'tzibur, sh'tzorich shikir ma'im posuk rishon koyre. Mikolchkin muta l'havsik l'kadosh k'dusha levorechu. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the following important interruptions may be made in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra. The following may be said in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra, which contains the following. Asher yotza, if you had to be excused in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra, you will say Asher Yotza. Don't delay it until later. Mishnah Berurah's way explains, you're likely to forget it. So do say it now. You're allowed to say Moedim Drabon. If the Shliach Tzibur is saying Moedim, Moedim Drabon is also Medina de Gemara. Obviously, that's what Moedim Drabon stands for. It's Medina de Gemara. Moedim Drabon is also to be said in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra. Also to say Shema im Tzibur. We know this is Alocha, that if the Tzibur says Shema, you should say Shema with them. So that could also be said in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra. You must be really, really late if that happens. Yeah, they are saying Pesukei, they are saying Moedim, you want to say Moedim Drabonon, you're up to Pesukei Dezimra. You must be pretty late, but yes, you should say Moedim Drabonon with the Tzibur. And certainly Kaddish and Kedusha, Baruch Hu, all these interruptions can be said in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra as well.
Why does the Mishnah Berurah have this have a meaning that maybe it might be better to do in Rosh Kodesh, if you're going to make it
Good question. Why would it be as... Rabbi Sai, what do you think about this? The Mishnah Berurah says that to interrupt the Lashon HaKodesh makes it no better. Mr. Mann wants to ask a very good question, and he says, obviously, what's the difference, what language you are saying it? Why does the Mishnah Berurah need to tell us that, you know, Lashon HaKodesh, don't think that just because you're speaking Lashon HaKodesh it makes it any better? Why does the Mishnah Berurah need to tell us that? Rabbi Sai, any suggestions to that very, very valid question? Right.
And he's refuting that in what he's saying. That's just a suggestion.
Suggestion, okay, because people, yeah.
So the reason for not making a hefsek, I'm just going to have a hefsek adat. So if you mishana how you talk, normally you won't have a hefsek adat.
So it would be any foreign language as well?
And Lashon HaKodesh is not usually used for conversation. You usually use Lashon HaKodesh just for tefillah.
You see, that it's less of a hefsek adat.
So if you mishana, the way you
You're making a shinui, not a regular language. Mimele, it's not going to be hesachat. It's not, you're not going to be messiah tas, and therefore it's okay. Yeah, so that would be the havamina. Right. Only thing that I can think of is a Mishnah Berurah with regards to Kriya Shema. Later on in the Ilchus Kriya Shema, I mentioned something about Loshna Kodesh. That Loshna Kodesh is, because it's a more holy language, it's not referring to my Hefsik though, but there is definitely a Loch with regards to Loshna Kodesh, but with regards to Hefsik, it doesn't really help. Maybe Bizoin aspect. I hear that. I'm not sure. Bizoin. Okay, just to recap what we covered tonight, the Mitzvah Hashem. We'll carry on. We'll see if Hey tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. We learned that the reason why we say Ezu Mekayman is because Chachamim said after Birkas HaTorah, we need to say Psukim from the Torah, we need to say Mishnais, we need to say Gemara. Brais Rebbe Shmuel is on the level of Gemara, and therefore we say Mikra Mishnah Gemara. We learned that with regards to Baruch Shama, we learned the history of Baruch Shama. There was a Piskim in Hashemayim which fell down. Paz 87, referring to the 87 letters of the Baruch Shama. Then we learned about the way Pesuk of the Zimra is that you've got a tefillah before, which is Baruch Shama, and a tefillah after, which is Shtabach. We said that one is not meant to interrupt. However, if you finish Baruch Shama before the Chazan, you're allowed to say Omen to the Baruch Shama of the Chazan. We learned that Omen after your own Baruch is never to be said. We learned that with regards to interruption in the middle of Pesukah Dezimra, you're allowed to say Omen, you're not allowed to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoi. We learned that the other important interruptions, such as Kaddish Kedusha, and Baruch Hu, as well as Kriya Shema with a Tzibur Moedim Drabonon, Ashi Yotza are allowed to say Midot Pesuk de Zimra. And we learned also that the minig of bringing Chosn in the middle of Pesuk de Zimra, and then I don't exactly know what they did, but whatever it was inappropriate, and the Chosn should try to wake up a little bit earlier. Yeah.